The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. All everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
Pretending I don't cry. I be telling a lie the day that I tell you I don't lie. My mom on the phone line. Remind me to tell you when I make it home now. I'm reaching my goals now. The notes in my phone resemble a gold mine. I'm here on my own now. I thought a few goats would reach out and show how to maneuver the game. But it feel like their goal is keeping us closed out. Keep it on me for sure. It ain't for sure. It's show. It's gonna be the last shit you see before. A side of me they never seen before. The heat and the heat, the cold, the rain, the sleet, the snow, the meat, the fold, impose, defeat, and fold him. He never been on this street before.
True before I swallow fruitful knowledge that I seek. Shoot him by the car, don't he like car, don't get me weak. Put that gun on you like Marcos, if this car get on cream. Nigga, we all gon' go out one day, make no difference if it's today. I know my dog bitch never know shit. If he'll get caught, he never gon' quit. I know that if I be working on shit, the boy won't try to catch it on quick. The hug won't shine, they sitting up licks. I know they fine, they sitting up licks. I know my mind been sitting up tricks. Yeah, I've been practicing pushing my brain. And you start changing the way that you look at shit. And the shit you start looking at change. Now you looking at change. I'm forever original nine game. You can tell by the nine shades.
Who's gonna
be here when the time change? Who gonna be here when my mind change?
It sounded almost like shit. Nah, word.
Yo, we are back in the cave with the guys, the gods, no regular shit. This chestnut checkers make your next move your best move. Don't move too slow, because you might get left. So, you know, it's me, you know, the hood herbalist, aka Jay, here. Introduce the guys, everyone's here. Yo, we back at it once again. Again, this bitch. Holla if you hear me. It's your boy Keys to get you right. You know, holiday season. Probably won't be here next week. We're gonna be fucking New Year's. Niggas gonna be drunk. So we gonna make it happen tonight. I'll pass it off to my boy.
Lito. Holla.
It's the Burgundy Sour Ranger.
Burgundy Sour.
Yo. Laughing my ass off. You already know it's your boy Casanova Conf, the confident one. I just want to say, yo, when y'all get a chance, check out my new single, the hottest feature on my boy Infinitely Sunny and Eternal Grizz. You know what I mean?
Check that out.
Got video on YouTube too. You know what I mean?
That EP,
the confident one on the way real soon. Top of 23. You feel me? Like we got music coming for y'all. We got shit going. You know what I mean? So tap in.
The real shit out here, cuz.
It's cold as fuck outside. Do not go outside.
Niggas is throwing whole cinder blocks. Fuck bricks. You know how they say it's brick. Niggas throwing cinder blocks at niggas.
You know what we're going to start doing? Every time it's too cold outside, we're going to play, it's cold outside.
Think it's a joke. It's really every cold, man.
It's really fucking cold.
I mean, I'm going to be comfy.
Listen, man.
It's cold.
It's going to be, it's gonna be 18 degrees tomorrow. Niggas ain't playing. Listen, this is cold outside.
I'm bundled up.
It's you cold. Better bundle up.
Okay, I'm bundled up.
We ain't talking about drugs.
They said it's cold outside.
You heard him, right? They said it's cold outside.
Yo. This nigga, seven motherfuckers degrees outside.
This nigga walked to my cousin's building, came in like, is grandma here? I'm like, no, motherfucker. What? They say you trying to come here because it's cold, my boy. That's where my grandma live in.
You wanna die? Come in here.
Is it Priscilla door? No, it's not.
It's not, bro.
Nigga, cement on his face. So I'm like, bro.
He said he had cement.
It looked like he had cement on his face. I thought cold he was.
It was cold as hell out here. He said that
talking on the phone to nobody.
Winston-Natty out this motherfucker.
Winston-Natty.
Somebody supposed to let me in.
Brixton-Natty.
I got a
Chicago.
Brick-Cargo. It's Brick-Cargo.
I went outside for 2 seconds and felt like I was outside for 2 days.
Bro, it's ridiculous. So
bro, that wind is going to beat you the fuck up.
Bro, it's blowing.
Yo, the wind.
Need a poo-shiesty mask and a little bit of Vaseline on your cheeks to make sure your face don't chap up.
I hope y'all got on. I hope you niggas in Axis County got on two North Face Steep Tex.
It's so cold. This type of weather, you're dread freezing. You break that shit off.
Smoke it.
Smoke it.
Eat it for survival. Like,
noodles and noodles.
Put that shit in your
head. Flavor is that? Lock.
Yeah. Any on the rocks.
Lock. Ain't going long.
Word, right?
Any on the rocks.
A little bit of beeswax noodles.
Funny as hell, yo.
A little bit of beeswax. Yo, put a little bit of beeswax on my shit, Bob.
Put
some
beeswax.
Black castor. I'm going to get chopped cheese with black and mild. Put a little beeswax on that shit.
Yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me, the beeswax.
Salt, pepper, beeswax.
Beeswax.
Nah, yo, but yeah, man, like, how y'all feel about this Tory verdict, man? I mean, none of us was there, so I can't really speak on it.
I feel like that's the most mysterious court case ever,
what really
bro.
Happened, but that shit is weird, bro. I don't know. Man. That shit is weird.
You don't find no gun residue on his hand. You find it on him. Because he apparently was next to the gun being fired.
He's there.
Yes. But you don't find none on him. His fingerprints aren't on anything. But still, conclusively, he's found guilty.
All the shorties just on IG like, yeah, we got him.
My opinion, since Meg was screaming, Tory did it, and ain't nobody wouldn't believe it. They just trying to prove a point. And plus, he's the only male in the situation. Right. And he's not the only male. There's another male that supposedly I was there.
The guard, did he disappear or something like that?
That nigga missing.
Nah, bodyguard?
Yeah, but he supposedly, you know, he was there. They say he supposedly told. He supposedly went there, had a meeting with them. The other.
Changed his answer.
Cool. It's crazy. It's wicked. It's wicked out here, man.
They throwing
black brothers under the jail.
I'm going to keep it a buck.
Just for over a lie, bro. Shorty could have did that shit. She could have did that 25. They just needed a nigga to deport.
Nah, let's keep it a buck for real. Let's keep it a buck for real. A nigga who copped the 5 and pled the 5th in that courtroom is the guilty party. That's all I got to say.
It wasn't even her copping the 5. It's the asking for immunity from all things she's saying. That motherfucker.
Facts. And then pleading the 5th.
Yeah. But she already got immunity. That's why she didn't say certain shit.
She didn't say shit until she got the immunity.
She really had to say shit.
When she pleaded the 5th, that's when you knew she had immunity because it's like, come on, you saying all the other extra shit, but then you're gonna plead the 5th when they ask you certain shit.
Yeah.
You was coached, bro. I just rather take it, call a spade a spade. Exactly. Like it is what it is, but that shit wicked, bro. That shit is real wicked. It's wild and it's crazy.
Fact.
These hoes ain't loyal to nobody.
My name for goddamn.
Not even your mommy.
Goddamn, man.
22 years is a long time. Being deported. Still out of Canada.
He not doing all that time, though, bro. That's going to be wild, crazy.
Nah, I think, what I think it is? I think it's going to be, I think something's going to happen to where it's going to be almost like it's not a mistrial, but they're going to go back into that shit again because of the simple fact.
That shit going to
get unless they treat it like the R. Kelly case.
But this nigga ain't do it though. He ain't do what they saying he did.
It's evidence showing that. But you know, only reason why I was going, only reason I was saying she was lying was because she was lying about having relations with the nigga.
If you lying about relationship, you trying to hide something.
Yeah, you're hiding something.
And you know, you guys are like, why are you to worry about her body count? That has nothing to do with the case. Then why is she lying about it?
She could lie about her own coochie. She could lie about anything
If you lying earth. About sex, you gonna lie about anything.
You lied about every nigga you took a picture with that you didn't had a provocative pose in. Like, it's okay.
Provocative, you got provocatively poked. It happens, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta lie about it. All these girls out here asking for sorry tours. Don't do that shit, Tory. Make a fuck you, bitch. Fucking album mixtape. I'm about that shit.
I ain't gonna listen to it.
He start talking about talking about the real shit that happened.
I downloaded the R. Kelly shit the minute I found out it was out. Hey, it was two seconds.
Hey,
2 fucking seconds. I got to hear this shit.
If you run past our shit one time, just listen to us. Make a mixtape about the shit. You gonna sell crazy because niggas don't know the real story. Nobody know what really happened, bro. Just know somebody shot. Somebody said dance, bitch, allegedly. And somebody had some bullet fragments in their foot. She wears size 13, She wears size 13 in teens.
Funny as hell.
Yeah, man, that shit's crazy, though. Took a 9mm in the hoof.
To the hoof. No horseshoe.
Man, come on, man. You was twerking the next week. Stop playing, man. That shit grazed.
Even if it's possible. Glass. Nah, that's what the chick tells you. Says she was saying that she believes she stepped on glass. Say it is. Though whatever, she really got shot in foot. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets shot in a foot and be twerking next week, bro.
Not with a 9mm. You walking around the fucking hills, them shits cut into your foot. They're not even made to really be on ladies' feet like that, bro. That shit is like a fucking a dagger into the hill on a glass tile.
Wicked.
And you leaning like this the whole time. You got huffy.
Stiletto pumps in.
She got toilet.
But a deep enough graze. But even with a deep enough graze.
You gotta sit down for a while. Bro. Yeah. She ain't sit down.
You was out.
Next you got weekend. Any dignity party in Fontaine. Go home.
Hilarious.
Any dignity at all. You got any dignity at all, bro. Just leave, bro.
You ain't got no spine, bro.
He barely fuck.
He writes some of the rhymes.
I hate when a big nigga can't fight, and I hate when a big nigga.
It's crazy because he really do be writing mad shit though.
You know what I mean?
Every
two of my things. I hate that.
They live with.
It's doing crazy. I heard Safari Nicki was in a group back in Queens or Brooklyn or shit like that, called the Power Force or some shit like that. Dad was talking about it on the Matt Alpha show.
She was definitely was.
They was all together in the group. That's not.
He said he was under the Force MDs.
Whatever that shit was, I don't know. Force MD, that's what it was.
That shit crazy though. Force MD. But it just shows you that people will fuck you, leave you where you are, and keep it pushing.
Because he just looks bad in the situation, bro.
Unfortunately, we don't want it to be that way, but that's the way it's always going to go because people are always going to be, like, I feel like black people haven't had a threshold of success to the point where...
Since Black Wall Street.
Right. But even before that, there were dynasties, there were civilizations, everything built, but black people always have had that, I don't want a person to having too much more than me shit.
And that's where it starts to trickle down. I don't want the person that look like me to have more than me.
Right.
Or I don't want to help this person go up because the motherfuckers that, you can't look at everybody the same way.
Basically, I want you doing good, just not better than me.
Yeah, that's all. Not even that. If you're doing good, most people look at it as, if you're doing good, I don't want to contribute to. Because they don't want to be the contributor to your success because they look at it as, I'm trying to get somewhere too.
They look at it as they taking away from their own success to add to yours.
Yeah, but it's not, you can't look at it that way. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a time.
That's foul. If I put you on, when you get on, pull me up, fucking me. Like, that's exactly how that's supposed to go. People want to pull people up because people feel like people going to replace them.
Bro, I had a nigga tell me today that one of his best friends that passed, whatever, and shit. I forgot his name. May the gods watch over his spirit and shit. He was like that. When the dude came home, he gave the nigga a 100-pack. Like, he asked him for it. He came to him like, "Yo, I need a couple grams, whatever." Blah, blah, blah. Like, man, take the 100-pack, whatever and shit. And he was like, he had some welding, some job, whatever, some high paying job. He tried to get him to put him on. Nigga won't put him on and shit, whatever. But it's like. That just goes to show that envy people be having because they know you. They already know you. They look at it as you, bro. You don't need this shit. I'm not about to put you on. You don't need this shit. Nah, nigga. Like, I'm trying to. Like, this shit ain't forever. The streets ain't forever, bro.
Never was.
The streets is not forever. You gotta foreclose this shit someday. I'm trying to tell. I'm trying to wonder why niggas be 20 plus, damn near 30, trying to be gangbangers and gangsters.
You are too old, my boy.
Like, you gotta give it up, man.
It's a cutoff point.
Like, you can't. You
can't say that shit in Cali, though.
Don't listen. Don't listen. Listen
to that shit, too.
Yeah.
You can't say that shit in Cali.
They ain't gonna listen. They might listen.
Niggas ain't gonna listen. That's the way of life.
You might give me the,
like your life.
The third degree murder.
Yeah.
Well, listen. You fucking 38. 48,
mm-mm.
31.
If you're 30, if you're pushing your 30s, or you're in your 30s, or anywhere over 30, and you all still out here running around, rubbing the streets, gang banging, yelling gang gang, and all the other extra weird shit, you are in the way.
Yo, you beat the game already. You survived, bro.
Yeah, like you won.
You beat the game, bro.
You're here. Like, if you're successful when you got somewhere in your gang, man, you're in the way. Even if you didn't get nowhere, and you still just doing what you're supposed to do, and you're trying to, you still out here gaming, you're in the way. Right. You're not a big, you can't label yourself as a big homie because you ain't teach your youth nothing.
Right.
You promoting this goofy shit. This shit is goofy. This shit been goofy. It's always been goofy.
It's
like,
it has no purpose.
It's a time for everything. Yeah, everything has a time and a cycle. But you doing that shit at this age now.
You got to be teaching the youngest do the same shit over again. Except they ain't even listening to you. They be like, nah, this nigga not on this game no more. Nah, he ain't outside like he supposed to be outside. And they get into the same point that you at. And the same shit happened to the next youngest. It's going to be loosening the other ones. Some loosening the other ones.
Grateful for the big homies, man.
The real ones.
The real big homies.
That actually give a fuck about you's gonna try to show you something.
The big homies that be trying to teach you some shit, they don't try to put a 100-pack in your hand if you ain't already got one in your hand.
Yeah.
Type shit. Like, I ain't about to, like, nah, man. Like, niggas gotta do better. Gotta do better around here.
I heard they trying to do a fucking Carolina Wild mix for weed in the Heights.
Bruh, they... You wanna know why they trying to do all that shit up there? Because they got all the food on Burger Line and fucking Broadway. They got all the food spots up. The niggas up there be high and hungry. Spears motherfuckers if they having hella kids.
That hella kids. They got the parks, all the little areas where you go by the water and fucking let's go by the water, smoke, da 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 da. And they got that big, it's got the area for it. Plus, it's right, it's close to.
Right, close to Hoboken and Weehawken.
And New York in general.
And you got the view of New York. You could go straight down the street.
They gonna have that shit in 2023. I'm smoking that shit.
Be smoking hella butt. Listen, man.
Hey, everybody. Listen. Not everybody from the, some guys can't come.
Yeah.
But, this loading gonna have a little weed mixer up in the Heights.
They having a Catalina weed mix
for the dispensaries. I think they probably gonna have one downtown on the cut block on Cold Street. Real shit, you know what I'm saying?
I know they put the dispensary over there by Bell, like City Line, right?
Are they?
For real?
They about to have that shit from round niggas,
bro. But look, this is the crazy thing about this. This is the crazy thing about it, right? How many of the people that they're giving these weed licenses to?
How many of them are black? Wake up,
that
nigga. Peace.
See?
Your
handshake
can
shut the room.
This shit is head shit.
But yeah, man. You know, niggas
is
wicked, bro.
Super duper wicked.
Cold outside.
Cold meeting here. You know what I'm saying?
Hola, Jovito.
What's going on with the gang, man?
Yeah.
What's up, my guy?
Catching up. You're going to have a Catalina Wild mix for weed in the Heights, right?
Catalina Wild mix.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker at the pinky toe.
Hell yeah.
Pinky toe.
Dirty motherfucker. Pinky toe.
You going to jail tonight.
What do you say?
Yeah, but they're having a weed mix up in the Heights.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know they trying to, that's the premier shit for the weed. The weed gold rush up in the Heights. That's what
they only trying to give it to them.
Cause it's so mad mom.
Palm colored people.
They don't got nothing to do with them, nigga. They just don't want to where we at. Be honest.
No, that's it.
It does. It does have something to do with that.
I mean, it do, but it don't.
They don't want nobody black.
They just don't want us to get it.
No, they don't want... Bro,
they have it first.
They're denying... Bro,
they got it second.
They're denying black people that have it. Like, it's crazy because they tell you, like, oh, well, if you have a drug charge...
Nah, they explain the first,
not. Yeah, no, but listen, no, I'm just saying in general. If you have a drug charge, you're the first person that we're open to giving it to because you know how to run a business.
But they still won't give it to you.
But they denying people that are black with... Even if you don't have a drug charge, and you're still trying to get into it, you still get denied. Like, come on, bro.
A lot of loopholes you gotta jump through, like, and fucking
grab a bag for litigation.
I'm not greasing nobody palm because I'm trying to make it better for me and my generation behind me, bro.
You only good for smoke shot weed.
You gotta damn near have $1 billion.
You gotta play dirty.
Liquid assets.
That's it.
Yeah, that really.
That damn motherfucker let you open up the business with, you can start
a smoke shop,
low key cultivating, like growing.
Yeah,
you can start that, but you just gotta go through the right motherfucking channels.
That's all.
Because a lot of people don't go through the channels; they don't know how to go through it. And when they do go through them, they are met with all the pushback.
You'll be met with the opposite.
All the red tape, all the fines. Oh, they'll let you do this, but they don't tell you that you gotta get this paperwork done up before an inspector come, or you got a motherfucking register with this company or this.
Yeah, they ain't gonna
tell you all that. Nah. Like, all right, so for example, I'm gonna shout out a couple weed spots in Jersey City that are actually black owned, actually, which is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Fucking, Bougie Spot, the one on Jackson Ave.
On top tier?
Top tier. You got that.
Jackson,
Atlanta. Yeah, Jackson, Atlanta, and shit or whatever. So you can always go there if you're looking for multi. They got a couple spots or whatever all throughout the city that's actually legal. To sell it.
Yeah.
So you Gucci.
My people's got a spot up on Danford Smoke Shop up there.
Yeah. See, like, it's
hella selections.
It's some, but they ain't trying to let everybody in.
They ain't trying to let everybody in there. Yeah, like everybody ain't getting in there.
If you look like me, they're gonna cause a struggle for you.
Mm-hmm. You gotta come in there with a fucking plan so you don't do that shit.
It's all about your business in order.
Once they ain't gonna say no money.
If your business in order, The only way it's gonna be something is on some racial shit. Some racial motivated shit. Cause if your paperwork is in order, your money is in order, everything else is, you know what I mean, signed, sealed, and
A1.
There's nothing holding you back. You should be given a green light and push forward. You should be able to get a fucking grant. You should be able to, you know what I mean, get flagged through all the restraints and all the bullshit that they would do for, say, like that, that spot downtown. What's that?
Smokers Paradise?
I don't know the name of that shit.
Where is it at?
It's on...
Talking about that cigar spot?
No, not the cigar spot.
No.
It's the weed spot. It got the white. It's white.
By Jersey, Hemp Social.
Yeah, Hemp Social. Yeah. That shit. Like, I know they're not giving them a hard time. I know they're not. Yeah. And they've been up and running for the longest now.
Bruh, listen. I'm going to give niggas a little snippet of how the shit they do. So what they do is they label shit as CBD, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If it's CBD, it's for medical use, so they're not really gonna bother you for it. They don't really knock niggas for it. They don't really do too much. They just go, it's CBD.
I went into a store downtown. They said they had CBD. That should have liked to. I don't know. This ain't CBD, my nigga.
Bro,
It's CBD.
But that's so you don't get into any issues. But it's just like that's what they be doing to get it off. But at the same time, like, bro,
you gotta think about it. The place he was just talking about is right down the block from Smoker's Paradise.
Yeah,
Smoker's Paradise really sold bud right there on North Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Right there on North Avenue, right by that little library, right between Romano's.
Yeah,
as soon as they got caught dealing real bud and they didn't label it CBD or they just had it in the pack, that whole place was shut down. That motherfucker not up no more. They even took that logo and everything. Nigga, the gate drawn, everything's over.
But they wicked out here, man. They ain't trying to let us be great. They don't want us to build Black Wall Street.
No, they don't want us to build it. We gotta go take it. Don't let us just still go do it. Cause what they did this shit back in the 90s. They fucking had all these dollar brownstones. Niggas ain't jump on it. They probably made it hard for us to jump on it. They took all them shits. Now they own all the brownstones downtown.
And then they're trying
to get it uptown now.
And then these goofy ass palm colored people was labeling themselves as Indians, as Native Indians, and they wasn't even Natives. They wasn't even Indians. And then they don't help television helping them because they showing them. I don't need that shit. This shit hot. Then they don't help television showing them. They acting like you got palm colored people with Indian feathers in their hats running around telling us, hoy, hoy, hoy. Like, bro, I'm young as hell watching this shit, and I was too young to be watching black and white Indian, fake Indian TV shows and noticing, like, they not even the same complexion as me. Like, they don't even look like me, bro. Like, this shit is wicked. They wicked out here, bro. When you see them, you got wicked.
And you don't necessarily rob them niggas, but you gotta go fucking go get it because they ain't gonna give it to you.
Man, we can't depend on them.
Before this shit was legal, niggas knew how to motherfucking get it together, break it down, and sell it to the masses. Ain't shit changed.
The methodology is still the same.
For real.
Only thing that changed is the fact that they make it harder for you to get the good shit. If it's good, it depends on where you're getting it from. And I'm only saying hard because as far as expensive, they raise the price on the shit I used to smoke White Widow back in the day, bro. I used to be so stoned and so stuck, and I was so young doing this shit. It was just like, why in my head? But this is what was going on at the time, whatever. So it's like the shit that niggas is calling Za right now, it's not even really Za. It's really just fucking Sour or fucking Kush, Granddaddy Perp. Like, come on. Like, niggas not really, y'all not really smoking nothing really too exotic. They smoking the same shit you smoking back in the day. I just giving it like stupid
exotic,
ass names.
I feel like All Exotic was way better because it was the original strain. So that shit would hit different. Like, even a lot of these new weeds, like, I smoke a lot. Like, and most weeds, they don't last long with me. Like, my tolerance is so high that when I smoke, I'm only going to be high for like an hour and then I need to smoke again. Like, back in the day, I smoked that old sour, that haze, that
you gotta shit think like about
that.
It. Our tolerance
was, that chocolate haze was
nah, different. The potency of the weed ain't the same either, bro.
You could tell not even just based off of where you get it from and if it's packaged and what it say on it, whatever. Just by like, how it roll and fucking when you like just touching it, the texture of this shit is not nowhere near the same it was, bro.
But you used to be so sticky.
I haven't touched not like you. You'll find certain weed that it'd be like when you touch too many times it'd be a little sticky, but it's not no. It ain't no fucking no shit that we were smoking back in the day. I understand where old people come from when they be like, I can't smoke that shit now. They used to smoke hella chocolate back in the day.
Like a tie.
Hella chocolate. If people don't know what chocolate is, chocolate is good ass Ari.
They smoke that brown sugar bae.
It's good ass Ari. That's all chocolate was. Like, so it's like I understand where they coming from. They on some shit like, nah, this shit is enhanced. I can't smoke this shit. This shit ain't enhanced. I just can't smoke it because it ain't doing nothing for the time I need to do it.
You really gotta find a good.
That Arizona give you a headache, bro.
Listen, I'm
just dry you out dumb fast. And ain't no type of anything.
I used to live in Texas, bro. And them niggas, they like their piff. No. Our piff is their corn. Uh-huh. They call it corn because it got little yellow pieces in it that look like corn. So they call it corn. It's mid weed though. Uh-huh. Just piffing mid weed. Man,
they
be
in the loud. They right.
They do. I'm not saying that they don't. But majority of the people that sell bags and bags of that shit, like super duper bags of that shit, bro. I'm down. This nigga sold me a. He was selling dubs of this shit, bro, on campus. Bro, He's making a killing, son. Because all you had to do, if you know how to roll, if you roll a decent blunt, bro, you no lie, you could probably get like a good 3 L's out this bag, bro.
Yeah, that used to be thinking about it. You used to get like 3 or 4 L's off of one back in the day.
Now,
two good ones.
It depends. Nah, hell no. You can't even get 8. Depending on the 8, you can't even get 2 good ones because 8 ain't even real 3.5. Them shit is like 2.0s.
3.2. That's not an
8th.
2.8.
niggas
can't count.
Some niggas get 3.7.
Some niggas can count. That's exactly why I stepped away from the fucking game, bro.
Bro.
Look, I put it like this. I've been smoking longer than half motherfuckers' lives. You heard? So I know good weed. I done smoked some of the fucking strongest strains. I done been to some of the best places, the best dispensaries, you know what I mean? It all boils down to motherfucking the time and the place, bro. Because at any point in time, you can have motherfucking a good pack. Depending on where you are, you can get top dollar for it. Motherfucking, you can have the best pack and be around motherfuckers that smoke. And that should be gone. Like, you wouldn't, you, some spots you couldn't even get rid of that shit. Because the way it is now, that shit is motherfucking, everybody got it. Word. So it's like, everybody. Boom, you either dropping your price or whatever. It don't matter how good your shit is.
Niggas out here selling.
Niggas be out here with good shit and still dropping prices.
Those only you. I'll give you a 3 for $10.
Niggas out here selling $25 eighths. And not making no money because you're not making no fucking money off of that shit, bro. Unless you're selling a boatload of it, you're not making no fucking money. Even if you're selling a boatload of it, bro, you gotta realize you're not really making what you make. What profit are you really making? What profit are you really making? The time and all the shit to put that shit together, bro, that shit is time consuming and that's a lot of fucking work, bro.
That's definitely a fact.
Coming from a nigga that fucking.
Bro, it's legal now. Niggas sold drugs. I sold a hell of fucking weed, bro. Everybody sold a little bit of weed, man. Everybody sold a little bit of weed. 9 to 5, a good thing. Kind of sort of. If you have a balance, you gotta have 9 to 5. It's weed, though, bro. Listen, you gotta make ends meet. You gotta make ends meet. Yin and yang, man. Yin and yang.
I know niggas' mothers that smoke weed. Listen, I know niggas' grandmothers that smoke weed, bro. Yeah.
So, this shit is like...
Great-great-grandmothers, bro.
I see my grandpa roll up a blunt in my grandma's kitchen. On the table. I'm like, grandma, what the fuck you doing?
He said, shut up. I'm rolling weed. He said, you rolling weed. I'm going to see you rolling weed. I don't know. I pay the bill.
Listen, that's gonna be me.
He's upset.
Listen, you could. Oh, grandma gonna catch you. Grandma can catch these hands.
I'm about grandma to gonna catch these ashes.
I'm about to come down to the kitchen too. You might well leave.
You about to smoke, and it's about to get a little loose.
It's a little cold.
Viva la raza, my
boy. Get a little frisky when she get her shit in her.
Yeah, I mean.
You might want to leave, little nigga.
You gotta get back. How do you leave that diet, too? Matter of fact, just pull me a cup and go.
Yeah. Give me one of them, them things y'all be rolling up in.
Now, old people will be like, man, you got some liquor. They go get the biggest cup.
And pour it in. I'll tell you what
to pour it in.
Yeah, give me a shot. Pour me a shot in the big Kool-Aid cup.
Nigga. But all right. That's good.
Pour me a shot in the gulp. Bitch, you got half my bottle in your motherfucking cup.
I'll tell you when to stop.
No, I'm good.
I'm going to tell myself when to stop because you ain't getting all this fucking liquor. What you doing? You trying to get loose in here?
It costs too damn much.
Granddad.
I seen that shit in the liquor store. That shit's lethal. I want to try it though. So how y'all feel about Kanye and his?
I don't think it's a swat sticker.
It's not a swat sticker. Listen.
You ever seen shit like that before?
Can we keep it a buck?
Can we keep it a buck? A swastika does not belong to the belong to the Nazis at all.
If you pay attention, it's not a peace symbol. The swastika symbol is a universal sign of life. It's just like the recycle symbol. The same exact symbol, bro. The same exact symbol. It's all they did was when they took the recycle symbol, they just bended the fucking arrows. That's all they fucking did, bro. That's
crazy.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yay's 24. Yay 23? 24. This nigga.
But you gotta realize.
Why would you do that? But what is he putting it on?
All his shirts.
All that Balenciaga shit that he got sitting around?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
but
think about it this way, right?
Think about if you gonna put it in that aspect, think about alright, so when somebody say ISIS, what's the first thing you think of?
Egyptian goddess.
Most other motherfuckers will go somewhere else. But at the same time, though, when people think of ISIS, they're thinking of
the terrorist
organization.
Or that group, the light-skinned girl, had a song with Jada Kiss.
Stupid.
Yo, that was crazy, but that's another topic for another day.
That's a whole other UEP story.
But, like, at the same time, what people don't understand is they take our things that we turn into positivity and turn them negative, bro. They want you to think so much, so negative about us in general. Like, for example, right? I correct so many people, bro, on the difference between an unk and a cross is ridiculous. Because most people don't understand.
It's pretty obvious.
Most people, it would be common sense. But people only see perception. If they don't know, they're not going. Like I had this one person I delivered groceries to. Have this dude. He like, oh, I like a cross. It's not a cross. It's a unk. Oh, it's a unk. I never. Oh, what does that mean? Oh, it's a spirit. It's a African spiritual tool that means eternal life, man, woman, child.
The original divinity.
Trinity. Like, there is nothing
man,
more
woman,
to
child,
it.
Child, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. It's a lot of different.
Like, there's nothing to it. It's nothing to it. So when they go, oh no, that's a cross. No, it's not. It's an unk. I try to turn people. You have to know the difference between these symbols, bro. It's so crazy with these symbols. I wrote a whole book of symbols, bro. That tells you the origin of these symbols. Majority of symbols that we have now that these people use against us or use in negative terms are spiritual symbols, bro.
Right.
That's a fact.
Swastika. They even turned that shit into 1,000 things because all that mean is the cycle of life, how it's put. If you look at how it's depicted, it's a cycle. They look at the cycle. It's a cycle of life. Everything goes around in a fucking circle.
The Dharma wheel.
You have to start. You have to start somewhere. They got that shit from fucking. How you think the cavemen when they start? Oh yeah, cavemen made the wheel. They didn't make the fucking wheel.
I just had a conversation at work with somebody about motherfucking that Darwinism shit. Because a motherfucker said, oh, we all came from monkeys. I said, yo, you came from a monkey. I ain't come from no fucking monkey.
Like, come on. Right. Make sense.
Oh, so you believe the fact that, oh, you believe that pictograph of a monkey and then a part monkey and then standing up and it's a caveman? If you believe that, you believe in motherfucking every fucking fictitious holiday, fake person, character, whatever you want to call them. Because I know for a fact, and it's a proven fact, that the first motherfucking human being on the planet Earth was a black woman in Africa.
Lucy.
Exactly.
Every
internet. So you know, if we all know that, what part of the depiction of the motherfucking monkey turning to her. What the fuck?
It's them because they got lips like closed doors.
Listen, listen, they got documented pictures of niggas with tails,
plastic
cups. Not booty holes, tails.
Majority of them, you wanna know why we ain't got Neanderthals no more? Because they made it with the Neanderthals. And people don't, and listen, alright, right? I'm gonna go back further. People don't really understand this. They made it with the Neanderthals and then killed them off because they didn't know any. They didn't know too much about them. They didn't know what they was doing. They couldn't understand the language they spoke. They didn't understand anything. So these Palmers, I like to call them and Palmers or whatever.
Sun Dodgers.
Yeah, them too.
Sun Dodgers.
They killed them off. After they do what they usually do. Oh yeah, we're gonna inbreed with you to see how strong your inbreeding is. When they inbreed it with them, they realized they got disformed children because they come from a disformed race. Because why? Because they had sex with relatives. All of them are related, bro. Like, this shit is not...
Shih Tzu's off the leash, man.
This shit is crazy, bro.
Shih Tzu's off the leash.
Shih Tzu's. Like, this shit wicked, bro. Like, we ain't...
It's a working world we live in.
Living in crazy times.
It's a working world we living in. Fucking, y'all heard about what happened on Hillman Jr. on the show, though? Fucking old boy.
The bus driver?
Did he pass?
No, the young boy.
Somebody told me he passed.
I heard he passed too. He got shot three times.
He got shot three times in his abdomen, but he survived though.
He survived.
That's good. But at the same time,
he was going to jail anyway.
He wasn't going to jail anyway because he shot him. They got video of him pulling the pistol out.
He clipped it and let it go.
You gotta understand this. When you get on the bus, take a second to look around. It's a big ass fucking poster on the bus that says it's against the fucking law to lay hands on the fucking bus driver.
Federal crime.
Off rip. Nigga, anybody out there, motherfucker, trying to put hands on this? That's a federal crime. Y'all going to jail?
They put feet on him. They ain't put hands.
Exactly.
Mind you, the crazy thing about it is the young nigga that did it. I feel sorry for him because he got shot in the abdomen. But you can't be beat. I can't be out of jail with grown men.
I heard he be having situations with people.
This is the crazy thing about it is them bus.
Ain't the first one.
These Jersey City. I can't say he's from Staten Island, but these bus drivers be talking crazy. I got on a bus recently, whatever, coming from work, and the nigga pulled the bus over, turned the bus off, because niggas wouldn't move back. Mind you, there's no space on the bus, really. You letting everybody on this bitch. Everybody. When I mean everybody, I mean everybody. You let old people on that can't even barely walk get on the bus. Bro. So it's like, you stop the bus, tell people to move back, but you...
They be playing off that fed law. Oh, you gonna touch me? Or they super tough. You ain't gonna touch me.
Nigga.
You ain't gonna touch me. You gonna do this time?
Bro.
You gonna do this time?
But bro.
The bus drivers be
getting
touched up,
nigga, do you not know what the fuck niggas got? You gotta think about what the fuck a bus driver go through in a day.
Nah, that's a tough job. I don't know.
In a fucking
hell
day,
yeah, bro.
To think about what you guys...
Niggas 87 round.
How many... Fiends,
it was the 87 route, nigga.
I used to ride the 87 when I went to Dickinson, bro. The 87 been one of the roughest routes.
I hate the 87.
That's just like a New York train.
I only ride the 87 because I'm not waiting forever, and I ain't about to spend all this bread to get home or whatever and shit. But so it's like I ride the 87 like fuck it type shit. But I gotta walk there. I'm not taking that shit, bro. That shit, listen. Hood nigga, I'm a hood nigga, but I don't like too much ghetto shit. That shit is not for me, bro.
Right.
Like, too much OD ghetto shit is not, I ain't with that goofy shit. Like, you about to do, I'm not, bro, we from the hood, you from the hood, I'm from the hood too. You want to talk crazy to me? We can take this to a whole nother level.
Right.
I'm not trying to take it there, I'm trying to get home.
Right.
Let me get to my destination, and them bus drivers be talking crazy, bro. I seen a bus driver talk crazy to so many niggas. I seen a bus driver talk so crazy to so many niggas, bro. on the, like, they be talking crazy, but it's like, mind you, they said it's not the only time he got into an altercation. Mm-hmm. Then they saying that this just like the, that's like the third bus driver that week that was getting to an altercation with people, whatever, that got
she got into an altercation when that shit started.
Yeah, nah, she had a wig on. She had a baseball fitted.
She looked like motherfucking.
That shit was a snapback.
I thought it was an old dude. I was like, yo, why they beating on that old nigga like that? I was like, matter of fact, I said, yo, that old nigga is wrong for hitting on the light-skinned
girl. No, that's how it started.
Yo, that's crazy. And come find out, it was a whole lady. Oh my God, at the motherfucking old boy, chin-checking her and mushing the shit out of her. Word. I said, oh, that's a lady.
Yeah.
Why you hitting that lady like
that? She like, she had piano keys in her mouth. That shit was about to come out of her mouth with the fucking teeth. The fucking piano keys. One fucking blow away from popping out the fucking...
Listen, man,
that shit was crazy.
Listen, I'm gonna let y'all know right now, man. If you from other states and you come over here acting crazy, are you lucky? He's doing time because he supposedly, you know, the gun, they said the gun was stolen, it was illegal, he ain't supposed to have it or whatever. He had it for a reason because it's not, like I said, it's not the first time him getting jumped over him having an altercation. Apparently, somebody's fucking with him.
What you said?
Not supposed to be strapped at work, bro.
Not supposed to be strapped at work, bro.
Depending on what area you work in, it might be necessary.
You're not supposed to be strapped up at work, nigga.
Yeah. Unless you work security.
I ain't gonna hold you up. The way he got up, like, them niggas did no damage.
For real. Now he was waiting.
He got up.
They probably gave it to him a little bit. And then
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Right, not worth
it. Clack!
Yo, he clack! It was a three second motion, bro. And then got up, kick at, pow, pow.
That's why I called him Agent 87. You guys just have a training, bro. And I know average civilian shooting like that. But when he cocked it, it was like.
You've been practicing.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what he did. You've been practicing to shoot black teams.
I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
You probably, these niggas always fuck with me when I come around.
It's the fire. Listen, shoot out.
If you work in Jersey City, shit ain't sweet, man. Niggas is ignorant.
Nothing is sweet.
Niggas will jump you.
I wouldn't want to drive a bus or no get shot at back.
Lucky,
right?
Especially where he was at.
Lucky, you look the
they
fuck
try.
Up.
No, they try to say though. What was so funny to me? They try to say how they tried it when he first put the story out. They try to spin it. How he could? He's like, oh, he got the gun off of one of the guys on one of the blocks over there, whatever it was. I said that don't make no fucking sense. I said so he wasn't strapped up at work. When the minute I seen, I said he was strapped up at work.
Yeah, was a real long shit. When I first seen the video, I thought one of the niggas that was beating on him dropped the pistol and everybody started backing up because they seen that he's reaching for it.
Right.
Until I seen the nigga go to his fucking waistline and snatch that shit off his belt and cut that bitch back. I said, oh, this nigga had this shit the whole time.
Yo, guns be invisible to you, Sam.
That's real shit. You be like,
when niggas get shot, you do not see it coming, bro.
Bro, you don't. Nah, you don't.
You don't see it coming. All you see is some shit.
All you see is a flash.
A visible,
and that's it.
A black object appear in his hand. You like, what the fuck is GTA?
Now, where's boy? Like, should be like,
glitch. Glitch.
Like, he just have a bat in his hand?
Bat. How is this? How the fuck?
He's doing the cypher. AK-47. Shotgun. Pistol. He put it in a cheek hole. He was down. He was on the floor. Getting his ass whooped. Super health. Melee gun.
Unlimited auto.
Unlimited auto.
Turret.
Perfect accuracy.
Scarface mode.
Where's the Scarface move?
You are now Tony Montana.
That nigga just couldn't get them stars off.
That's for real.
He's trying to do the whole 9 to 5.
I'm about to clock out.
I know it's the last clock out.
Like I said, these companies that deal with like high traffic and high volume of people, they gotta protect their employees better too, bro. Because no employees should have to feel like they should have to bring a strap to work to get home safe.
Nah, absolutely.
They always trying to wash their motherfucking mouth. They be
talking crazy. They be real even greasy. The women, you can't be doing that. Like
they be real greasy,
yo, bro. No lie. Another time, I'm on my way home.
Have some professional courtesy.
I hit the joint for the bus to get off. This nigga goes 2 blocks past my stop. I said, bro, you not gonna stop? He like, you ain't hit the bell. Nigga, what the fuck did that say up there? Don't that say stop requested?
Should have told him about to ring the bell. What the fuck?
He like, oh, I ain't hear it. Bro. Nigga.
You heard me say stop, though.
You see me standing up here. I'm not standing up here for no fucking reason, bitch. Like, come on, bro. Like, we not about to do this, son. You just stopped for that lady back there that just hit the fucking button, and you stopped the minute they fucking shit said stop request. Like, come on, bro. That's this.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We not about to do like that shit.
I look at it like this. I motherfucking see every... I ain't gonna say every job, but I try to see every side of it. Optimistic.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
That person be driving that bus every day for how long? You know what I mean? Shift off after shift after shift. Sometimes overtime.
I get it.
You know what I mean? It's a job. I don't know nobody that like their job.
I can't say that.
I like my job. I ain't making millions, but I kind of like my job. I don't do shit.
See?
Allegedly.
I only do shit when shit come in, because receiving is just receiving. When shit come in, I got chicken. That's that. I don't do shit.
Allegedly.
You like your bosses?
Yeah, my manager, they all right.
You like the motherfucking peep you gotta deal with on a day to day?
Yeah, they cool. But y'all got to do. Like, allegedly, I was in there getting drunk today.
See? Allegedly. But look at this. Put yourself in the shoes of that fucking
but listen, bus, but no, of a bus listen, driver. But no, listen. I don't like my job because I'm not doing what I love.
You know what I mean? I know bus drivers that laugh and smile all day. But... it's a time and a place for everything, nigga.
Dealing with little kids getting out of school? No, the little nigga, listen.
What?
You know where I work at, bro.
You know where I deal with.
Oh, yeah, the library. You on the hill dealing with them scary-ass, ratchet-ass kids.
No, I still deal with kids now.
But they it's not the same type of kids, though.
Them kids up there.
Them kids worse downtown?
Privileged?
The privileged kids are always worse.
They uppity.
Fortunate
shit. They uppity.
They
don't listen to
shit.
Yeah, they'll be like,
what the fuck do you know? They're going to talk to you like they know more than you. Then when you tell them shit like, that's not what my mom said. Like,
fuck you, monkey.
Listen, man.
What?
I beat other people's kids.
That's why I don't work with kids. I'm not with a kid. I'm too big to hit a kid. I'm not with a cat.
I'm taking my belt off, bitch. I'm wearing a belt to work on purpose.
If you're 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 6'2", 190, know that I'll fight his ass.
Chop to the neck, nigga.
He's getting two-piece. He's getting one to the chest and another to the chin.
This kid's big, man.
I'm not gonna punch on the little kid, but I'm gonna slap the shit out of him.
He gonna pull a gat out. You better punch him.
I'm gonna slap his mom. I'm gonna slap the gat out of his pocket.
Slap him to sleep.
For real.
Might as well punch him.
Slap therapy.
Nope. Slap a nigga to sleep.
Slap therapy.
Nah, slap a nigga works, bro.
It is. But once that nigga gets slapped,
you gotta realize, you slap a kid, they don't understand that. How disrespectful it is, like, coming from another man.
They
bro.
Have never felt that shit before. Nah.
So it's a different you type of thing. So look, right? Mm-hmm. So when they get older and the nigga ask him, like, yo, you ever been slapped before? And the nigga say, yeah.
Did you boss?
Yeah. He said, and the nigga act before, like, yo, you ever been slapped before? And the nigga say, yeah, this nigga slapped me, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And he tell a story, and the nigga's clowning because he got slapped and he ain't do shit. Then he come to reality. Then he gonna want, by that time, he gonna be like 20-something and won't kill you. Because niggas helped him realize he got slapped, and that's the worst thing you can do to another man.
They gonna be like, remember when old bro slapped me? He slaps you, let him slap you? You let him slap you? Yeah, like, even that's a keep that going to hell. You let him slap you?
Yeah, bro. You as men, when we hear bad things from other men that's done the bullshit.
That's the difference between, you know what I mean?
Get the gats.
The generations. It's the generation gap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Motherfuckers used to slapbox.
Bro, listen, we just slapbox a lot, bro. For real. I can hold you. I did it with some people, but not with everybody. But,
yeah, it was the sharp and yes shit.
Yeah,
you did it with motherfuckers that you know what I mean? You was either around, that something might happen, pop off, and I need to make sure that you know how to rock.
You got
to
do something.
Nigga, because if something pop off, nigga, you better be rocking, because I'm rocking, nigga.
I grew up off that shit, so that's all we used to do anyway. Imagine playing fucking Manhunt. Fucking 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, running through people's backyards.
I don't
even know. We gotta start playing football and robbing a store at the same time.
Allegedly.
Like, come on, man. Like, that shit is. It should be wild, but at the same time, you know, it was fun back then, though.
Mm-hmm.
It
was back in the day,
different times. You had to be there.
Growing up in the 90s, especially the early 90s, because I was on the porch when I was like 3. So,
it's a difference. Back then, we was growing up. Nowadays, these little motherfuckers is growing. These little motherfuckers is grown.
That's strike two, bitch.
My bad. You ain't had no peace for
that, though? Fuck you, I had no peace for that, too, man.
Hey, yo. It's probably
that's crazy.
It's wicked, right?
Music-wise, I'm fucking with that Herbert album. I don't know if y'all heard that Herbert.
That Absol.
I fuck with that
Sauce Walker. That Ghetto Gospel 3.
That Ransom and... And fucking, what's the old boy name? I forgot old boy name, but that Ransom. That shit fire, bro. That shit fire. He talking all that gangster shit.
I need Ransom and Absol to do something.
I heard a joint, Christmas joint, Mr. Chicken and Jim Jones. It was kind of, I liked it.
They got some shit. Mr. Chicken and Dave got some shit, too.
Yeah.
They got some new shit.
Nah, we on 2 tracks on the Jim Jones Christmas album, too.
Oh, word. That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. No.
Shout out to Bird Gang.
Word.
That Paper Route Frank stuff, too. That Young Dolph mix it. Young Dolph album they dropped.
Oh, yeah. I was fucking with that.
Word. Oh, yeah. I heard some of the songs with that shit. All right. That shit dope.
Mickey Fax dropped the album, too.
He did?
Mm-hmm. He was going off. He put on what's that shit? Sour Milk?
Yeah.
Yeah, Leekas, Ellie Leekas.
Yeah, I know you're talking
about. He went on Ellie Leekas. He went on the I-95 shit. He been on all type shit to move his album.
That's dope. Press run?
That's dope.
Yeah, I fuck with bro. You know, he used to live on the block, so, I support his shit. Cool. He was a cool dude.
I remember when him come to the block, Crit came to the block.
Well, he lived on the block for a little bit, so.
Word.
But, yeah. Shout out to Mickey Fax. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of shit happened on Madison, man.
He was a cool dude as far as I know when I spoke to him.
They shot the Sopranos on Crescent.
They shot
the
whole
block down and turned
to a
carnival. That shit was dope around that time. That church was from Sopranos. It's crazy. Yo, you really had to be there growing up around these times. And another thing, it was crazy wicked around that time, too, because mm-hmm. they shot that shit. That was around the time. Rest in peace to Lip.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever his shit. Yikes. So that was around the time that shit happened. That shit was like...
Y'all
know
the Chappelle show was shot around
the
block?
Yeah, of course.
It shot on
by
St. Pat's, too.
Yeah, it was in St. Pat's. Yeah, it was in my 8th grade classroom. It was in my 8th grade
classroom. Oh, that was in St. Pat's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hilarious.
The Tyrone Biggums shit when he went to school?
Yeah, yeah, bro.
That was in my 8th grade classroom, bro.
Hilarious.
That's funny as hell, bro.
Hilarious.
Listen, man.
That's dope.
We cover life, jokes, and all the good stuff, man. This shit ain't...
Historical facts.
Just stick around long enough, you might get to learn something.
Historical
learn facts. A couple of things. Taking a couple of jewels.
Might learn some shit. See some shit.
Know the ledge, y'all. Know the ledge.
Also, hit us up. Hit us up if you want to hear certain topics being talked about. Or you got news articles you need to hear. Weird crimes. Crazy crimes. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to hear, hit us up. Let us know. We'll talk about it. You know, we don't want to just talk about what the fuck you want to talk about. We want to talk about what the fuck you want to know, what you want to hear and shit. You know what I'm saying?
We got
it, man. Dripping like water.
You want it? We got it. Dripping like water.
Word up.
We got it.
Come on, son. That shit.
Blue carpet treatment.
I'm gonna play a snippet for y'all off my
best album, Joe.
Off a single that I'm featured on. It's called The Hottest. It's on all streaming platforms. It's by my bro Infinitely Sunny. And Eternal Grills featuring myself is called The Hottest. You know what I'm saying? It got a video.
Grizz, Sonny, Cash. Yo, we tired of bullshit rap. Tired of the bullshit. We tired of ignorance. Yo, y'all got to bring this shit back to the forefront. Supreme King. Swinging the master sword. Fire. Bring it back. Let us see what y'all got. The elders is watching. Grizz, Sonny.
Lil King, I'm the hottest that you know with no question. Look at me now, standing out from the crowd, show me love in your town. Who the hottest around? Step in the booth and I'm burning it down. Better give us a crown, sourcing it more.
It's the confident one, nigga, you already know. Premeditated, man, you know the vibes. Guaranteed that they all the slide. Niggas acting like they down to rob, but most ain't down to catch homicide. They'll quickly be the going to slitch her. Same one that was riding with you. Same one that'll paint a picture. Some in the hood might call them snitches. Some in the hood might call them rats. But usually I just stick to facts. Niggas of niggas instead of rats. Something like mice get to the tracks. Me, I'ma run it up till I can't run no more. Feeling like man, and I'm cooking, I'm feeling, I'm seasoning, cooking, and running a war. None of these people that run in the country, they probably like that they running a war. Some of the people, they feel like they ran in before, but now we was running with the floor. Y'all niggas wanna die for, y'all even make it to your 30s. Me, I'd rather have me 100 million, somewhere living like I'm purging. Niggas, niggas when I'm lurging, when I cut beats like the surgeon. When I'm intervening, we just spend the meaning, but I'm so demeaning, but you know the meaning. When you legalize, but you spend the meaning, when you realize, but it's not the meaning, and you peeping the cut. Laying in your back with your friends, you realize that you're beating a cipher, something that's designed to keep us all to fail. It's built before destroyed, but yet we all will sail. Something like boats was out on water, but you never knew. I'm trying to make sure that them 100 strips is always blue. I'm trying to make sure that none of the bills is overdue. So I'm gonna start off with one and make it right past the two. Something like you never knew, niggas, but we always do. Things we was led by the knowledge and just make us through. It'll take us through, it'll break you through. When you feeling like your honesty is not for you, you gotta ride for self if nobody ain't gonna hold you down. And if you are your king, you gotta work until your crown is sitting on top of your head. Money is stacking your bread, so you just make sure you get it up and it's made for the lead. When you know in the ledge, baby, but knowing the set, she's feeling like she's treading lightly, but I don't know what it's fed, don't know what it's for. Possession is not in terms of the law, but if you ain't got it on you, then you definitely ain't feeling secure. Most of the people that say that they pure, they ain't really even know what it's for. They ain't even gonna go for your ball and ride for your family and ride for your dogs or ride for your fam. Most people are scammed. It ain't the one you can rely on when you get caught in a jam. Not trying to go to prison cause a young nigga cooking got a vision, making sure that I'm in it with the linen. Something like this when I aim it with precision. Rapping and rhyming and keeping it going, remarkable timing. I'm shining and browning, it's simple like a mom and it, plumbing and finding the cold like a diamond. And biggest loaded, just know what you findin'. I'm locking and loading, I'm saving my mind. And I'm popping up on your TV or something in front of you like it's a peepee reminder. Something that's blinding when I'm riding like a peaky. She just wanna be stopped when I'm riding on a bike. That's a GT, that's an old BMX bike that a nigga used to ride, do tricks on. Something like a hustler out up on the street when you trying to mix your own flip wrong. Get it zip wrong, get it shipped out, get it sent back. Y'all niggas never understood it cause a template for the temp tat. Nigga niggas wanna blend that, fake stats when you stand that. Y'all knows when it's locked and loaded, when the bass is loaded, when you extend back.
You bet.
better bundle up. They said it's cold outside. You better bundle up. They getting froze outside. Cause they didn't bundle up. You better bundle up. It's cold outside. It's cold outside. Y'all niggas better bundle up. Bundle up, cause niggas getting froze outside. Trying to second get they hundos up, hundos up. I said the fiends keep fiending and the tellers keep telling and the police keep running up on us. Because it's cold outside, y'all niggas better bundle up, bundle up. The market saturated, the listeners don't even listen. My trap is my booth, my stash is my composition. Parents struggling to survive, siblings locked up in prison. Life is too short, I pray I live much longer. The things that didn't kill me made me that much stronger. When you up and you winning, they all smiling and grinning. But only real stay around when your situation different. Couldn't play the trumpet, so my voice was my instrument. Living check to check, flexing with small increments. Sad to say I've been to more funerals than weddings. Didn't sharpen mine and grind, then who knows where I was heading. Rainy days made me love the nights. Weather tried to flip and I flopped. I feel like a chonkletta when you actually at your worst. Who helps out with a hand? Some would rather see you broke, homeless while the legs stand. Thankful for my life and every blessing I've been given. Just remember it's a cold world that we live in. That we live in. It's cold outside. Y'all niggas better bundle up. Bundle up. Cause niggas getting froze outside. Trying to stack and get they hundos up. Hundos up. I said the fiends keep fiending and the tellers keep telling and the police keep running up on us. Because it's cold outside, y'all niggas better bundle up, bundle up. Spitting like Capadonna, bitch kicking like Capoeira. Real ones only keep the fake ones out my area. So many say they love you, tell me who's meaning it. Less social with life live on social media. They act funny in person, so tell me what's the median. Proper perspective from a prosperous vision. Lifestyle rich and famous, target precision. Promise never give up or be in walls of a prison. Liberate my loved ones that lost years to the system. Slaving at a job, not getting paid your worth. Coming in last, really was deserving first. Burdens block blessings, home thoughts from the past, get a cell or a grave and lose it all in a flash. Crazy, see what these niggas do for the cash. I need my money, loony like Clooney. No health plans, a pinch is being a goonie. Yeah, rid of bag, call it money 18. Police chasing us, we just wanna chase a dream. It's cold outside, y'all niggas better bundle up, bundle up. Cause niggas getting froze outside, trying to second get they hundos up, hundos up. I said the fiends keep fiending and the tellers keep telling and the police keep running up on us. Because it's cold outside, y'all niggas better bundle up, bundle up. Y'all niggas better bundle up, bundle up. Y'all niggas better bundle up, bundle up.
Alright everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember. This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.